ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सिंह इन दिस उपनिषद सीरीज फर्स्ट केन उपनिषद Let us do the Shanti Mantra, which we have seen the meanings already. Om Aapyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshu Shrotramatho Balamindriyani Cha Sarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam மாமா பிரம்ம நிராகரோத் அநிராகரணமஸ்து அநிராகரணம் மே அஸ்து ததாத்மனி நிரதேய உபநிஷத்சு தர்மாஸ்தே மயி சந்து தே மயி சந்து ஓம் சாந்தி 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 We have seen the meanings of every word of Shanti Pataha very clearly. Yesterday Sarthaka had a doubt. Where is Sarthaka? Tadatmani nirateya upanishatsu dharmaste mayi santu. So, tadatmani. He wanted, why can't we have tadatmani? No, it's not. Tadaha Atmani, Tad Atmani. We can't change as we want. Tad Atmani, not Tada Atmani. That was his question. So Tad Atmani Nirate Mayi Te Dharmaha Santu. Te Dharmaha Mayi Santu. Kidrushe Mayi Te Dharmaha Santu. Dharmaha ityukte ke, what are those dharmaha? We know dharmaha here literally means all the values, disciplines and virtues. So, dharmaha. So, ye dharmaha upanishatsu, those virtues and disciplines which are mentioned in the Upanishad, let those virtues be in me. So may all of them be in me. So may I be a virtuous person, qualified person. That's the meaning. So kidrushe mayi atmani nirate. Atmani nirataha. So may all those virtues be in me, be on my part who am totally immersed, engrossed in the pursuit of the knowledge of the truth. Who am immersed in the pursuit of the knowledge of the truth means in me who am totally committed to the pursuit of jnana. The word nirataha means immersed, engaged, actually. So, ye dharmaha upanishatsu te dharmaha mayi santu. Atmani nirate mayi santu. The tad should be taken as tad only. It's not tada. No tada. That. Upon that, I have explained the whole thing yesterday itself. Om Aapyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshu Shrotramatho Balamindriyani Cha Sarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakarot Anirakaranamastu Anirakaranam Me Astu Tadatmani nirateya upanishatsu dharmaste mayi santu, te mayi santu. ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओके, नाउ बिफोर एंटरिंग इनटू द एक्चुअल टेक्स्ट, लेट अस सी भगवत पादास इंट्रोडक्शन. Every Veda has many branches. Even though one Veda, yesterday also mentioned this, only one Veda, there is Vedaha. One Veda alone being compiled by Vyasacharya has got these four different names as Rigyajusama, Atharvana. Atharvana, four Vedas. So each Veda has many shakaha, branches. So this Kena Upanishad belonging to Samavedaha also belongs to a given shakha. It means Samaveda consists of many shakhas. Of them, there's a particular shakha known as Talavakara Shakha. Talavakara Shakha is the name of the branch. And the Talavakara Shakha also, there are many sections, many Kandaha. Of them are known as chapters. The first eight chapters of Talavakara Shakha discusses only the subject matter of karma. Karma eva vishayaha. Subject matter of the first eight chapters of Talavakara Shakha. So again, Talavakara Shakha also has two parts. Samhita part and Brahmana part. There we come across this. Talavakara Shakha and branch we come across this Kena Upanishad. So the ninth chapter consists of the Kena Upanishad. So only here the Upanishad begins from here. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada, how he introduces this chapter. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to make it very clear in his commentary. The connection between the karma part of the Veda and the Upanishad part. There is a connection between karma and jnanam. What connection? How karma contributes for the preparation, and jnanam of course serves the purpose of discovering freedom. Jnanam itself is freedom. We do understand this from our regular study. Therefore, the commentary he writes is Sambandha Bhashyam. Sambandha Bhashyam. The Sambandha Bhashyam, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents his Sambandha Bhashyam between the first eight chapters and the ninth chapter. Connection. Why after eight chapters the ninth chapter comes? Though he writes this Sambandha Bhashyam means, Sambandha means connection. In the Sambandha Bhashyam, he presents the connection between the first eight chapters presenting the topic of karma and the ninth chapter presenting the subject matter of the Vedanta, Upanishads, I mean, Brahma Vidya. And one more important thing, Shankara Bhagavatpada has written commentary on this. This is the only Upanishad uniquely has two commentaries. usually an Upanishad will have one commentary. This only Upanishad has, which has two commentaries. One is Pada Bhashyam, another commentary is Vakya Bhashyam. Pada Bhashyam and Vakya Bhashyam. And here about the Vakya Bhashyam, there are many views that some people hold onto the view that Shankar Bhagavatpada has written both commentaries. Some people are of the view, no, Shankar Bhagavatpada has written only Pada Bhashyam, not Vakya Bhashyam. Like some different views are there. Anyway, Pada Bhashyam presents his style. We can see his style being very clear in his Pada Bhashyam. So both Bhashyams are there. But we are going to see specifically Pada Bhashyam, written by Shankaracharya. Vakya Bhashyam, that was written by Shankaracharya, written by Samadhar Acharya or Samadhar Shankaracharya, we do not know. But we do not need to, if we find time, we can see that also some other time. But let us do only this Pada Bhashyam of Shankar Bhagavatpada, which is very much recommended by all Acharyas of all Acharyas, especially in Shankara Maths also. So, the Sambandha Bhashyam begins with the first line like this. We are going to see this only one line and then we'll stop here today. We see the Pada Bhashyam. Keneshitam. Keneshitam. Ityadi. Ityadya. Upanishad. Parabrahma Vidya Vaktavya. Upanishad Keneshitam Iti Adya Upanishad Ityadya Upanishad Parabrahma Vishaya Vaktavya Iti Naumasya Adhyayasya Arambaha. He says, now the ninth Naumasya Adhyayasya Arambaha. So in the Talavakara Shaka of Samaveda, Talavakara branch, Navamasya Adhyayasya Arambaha, there's a beginning of the ninth chapter. Why there's a beginning of the ninth chapter? The karma is elaborately discussed in the first eight chapters. And then ninth chapter, karma is no more discussed. So, Naumasya Adhyayasya Arambaha. This is the beginning of the ninth chapter. Kimartam Parabrahma Vishaya Vaktavya Iti. Parabrahma Vishaya Vaktavya. Parabrahma Vishaya Upanishad Vaktavya. The Upanishad, having a subject matter of absolute reality, Param Brahma. So the Upanishad, whose subject matter is the absolute reality, implied by the expression Param Brahma. That should be now revealed, discussed. Parambrahma Vishaya Upanishad Vaktavya. Upanishad should be now brought to life, light. What is Upanishad? Upanishad itself means Brahma Vidya. Upanishad itself means Brahma Vidya. And subject matter of Upanishad also is Brahma Vidya. Then Upanishad should be discussed. Upanishad must be taught. Upanishad having the subject matter of absolute reality known as Param Brahma should be taught. Parabrahma Vishaya Upanishad Vaktavya Iti. Therefore, ninth chapter is begun. So Shankaracharya makes it very clear, the beginning of ninth chapter is specifically for teaching, imparting knowledge of Brahman. Brahma vidya vaktavya iti. Brahma vidya vishaya upanishat. Please make a note. The word Upanishad is as feminine gender word. Which you have been listening to for so long. I've been repeating this all the time. Upanishad itself is a feminine gender word. Upanishad itself means Brahma Vidya. We have seen the meanings many times. And the word Upanishad itself has many meanings. If we say Upanishad means Guru Upasadanam. Upa means near. Ni stands for definiteness. And Sad. Sad, one meaning is approaching, going. So going near the teacher. And remaining at the feet of the teacher. Means, so approaching the teacher and remaining at his feet is also meant by the word Upanishad. And that which definitely destroys the ignorance, and ignorance caused to samsara, what is it which definitely destroys? Nischayena avasadayati visharati. Avasadayati visharati. What is that which definitely destroys? What? That which destroys ignorance. And ignorance caused to samsara. It is knowledge. Therefore, knowledge of the truth obtaining as the nearest self. Therefore, Upanishad itself means knowledge of the absolute reality, Brahman. Obtaining as the nearest self, which definitely destroys ignorance and ignorance caused bondage. That's why a subject matter of Upanishad itself is what? Brahma. Brahma. Therefore, Param Brahma, absolute reality. Therefore, Param Brahma Vishaya Upanishad. Upanishad is that the subject matter of which is absolute reality, Brahma. That Upanishad, having object matter of reality Brahman, should be taught. For that purpose, ninth chapter is begun. There is a beginning of the ninth chapter. Namasya adhyayasya arambaha kimartham. Parabrahma vishaya Upanishad vaktavya iti. And that Upanishad, beginning with what? Kena Ishitam Iti Adya Upanishad. The Upanishad beginning with a sentence. Upanishad with a sentence at the beginning. Kena Ishitam Iti Adya. Means what? Kena Ishitam. Kena Ishitam is an expression. So the Upanishad beginning with the expression Kena Ishitam, the subject matter of which is Param Brahma, should be taught. Therefore, the ninth chapter is begun. Therefore, there's a beginning of the ninth chapter. This is the meaning of this sentence. Is it clear? Okay. Kena Ishitam Ityadyo Upanishad. Parabrahma vishaya vaktavya iti namasya adhyayasya arambaha keneshitam ityadya upanishat parabrahma vishaya vaktavya iti namasya adhyayasya arambaha. Now, the very purpose is very clear. Why he has to explain? the other acharyas will not allow Shankar Bhagavad Pada to write commentary on this ninth chapter. So they will not let him write the commentary. Why? He has to write different commentary on Brahma Vidya. And they will, Jnanaka Mahamudshi Vyasa will be very happy to include ninth chapter also as part of karma, same subject matter. They will not allow him to write separate commentary on this. Therefore, and he has to make it very clear, he should be allowed to write the commentary. Therefore, he has to say why he has to begin writing the commentary on this ninth chapter. Therefore, he says, Prag. That's why he says, make it, but no. Naumasya adhyayasya arambha kimartvi explained very clearly. Prag, yetasmat prak, karmani, before etasmat prak, means before this chapter, etasmat prak, before this ninth chapter, and up to the eighth chapter, aseshataha karmani parisamapitani, all karmas have been thoroughly discussed and completed. Aseshataha, entirely, completely, karmani parisamapitani. The karmas, rituals, meditate, kayikam, vachikam, manasam, karmani. The rituals involving body, speech, and mind, all of them, entirely karmani, all rituals, all karmas, entirely have been discussed and completed. Parisamapitani, aseshataha parisamapitani. All karmas have been entirely discussed and completed. Samasta karma shayabhutasya cha pranasya upasanani uktani. And he says, not only mere rituals, upasanani uktani. The many meditations, upasanani also have been already mentioned in the previous, because upasanani, the meditations, even though upasanani involve purely the mind, not the body and speech, still even upasanani, the mental, pure mental activities, which are only mind, even they also have been discussed. Karma sarva samasta karma ashaya bhutasya pranasya. Many meditations pertaining to prana. Many meditations pertaining to prana devata. And kidrushasya prana devasya samasta karma ashaya bhutaha pranaha. Samasta karma ashaya bhutaha pranaha. See, prana is the basis for all activities. Samasta karma means all activities. Activities in their entirety have their basis on prana. Means they're all dependent on prana. Samasta karma ashraya bhutaha pranaha. If pranas do not function, no karma will be possible. No knowledge will be possible. Samasta karma ashraya bhutaha pranaha. Samasta karma ashraya bhutaha pranaha. And tasya samasta bhuta pranasya ashraya bhutasya pranasya upasanani uktani. So Shankar Bhagavad Pada makes it very clear, even meditations which involve only the mind, no physical oral activities are involved in upasanam, even though in kayika karmani, in performing rituals body is very much involved. Of course, the chanting mantras, speech is involved. Therefore, in all physical, oral activities, mind must be involved. Otherwise, rituals will be very mechanical. So, to make the rituals perform the focus attention, attention has to be placed. Mind is involved in kayika vachika karmani, in physical, oral activities. Whereas in upasanam, mind alone, purely involved, body and speech are not involved. Even, so not only the rituals involving the body and speech, but also meditations involving only the mind, purely the mind, especially the meditations on prana, depending upon which all activities are there, also have been discussed before in the previous sections. Samasta karma ashraya bhutasya cha pranasya upasanani uktani karmanga sama vishayani cha karmanga sama vishayani cha. సమస్త కర్మాశ్రయభూతస్య చ ప్రాణస్య ఉపాసనాని ఉక్తాని కర్మాంగ సామ విషయాని చ. కర్మాంగ సామ విషయాని మీన్స్ ద మెడిటేషన్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ ప్రాక్టీస్డ్ ఇండిపెండెంట్లీ హ్యావ్ బీన్ డిస్కస్డ్. ద మెడిటేషన్స్ సపోజ్ బి కంబైన్డ్ విత్ రిచువల్స్ as part of the ritual. Now, karmanaha angam karmangam. Karmanga sama vishayani means what? The meditations which are practiced independently without combining them with any karma, and also meditations which are practiced combining with the karma as part of the ritual. It's called these under upasana karma samuchayaha. This is not upasana karma samuchayaha. Sometimes the rituals performed will be more effective if they're combined with the meditation. If ritual alone is performed, there'll be benefit. If meditation alone is practiced, there'll be benefit. If they both are combined, there will be greater benefit. So, such meditations are supposed to be practiced independently without combining them with any ritual. There are some rituals prescribed in the Samaveda and which have meditations as part of them. So, he says, all the rituals entirely have been discussed and completed before the 9th chapter. See, so he has to prove it. Now, 9th chapter, there's no more karma topic, because he must write a different commentary on Kenopal 9th chapter as Upanishad. Commentary on Upanishad. Completely different commentary, different subject matter. Because until the 8th chapter, Talokara Shaka has different subject matter, that Anubandha Chatushtayam is different. Now here, then for the 9th chapter, Anubandha Chatushtayam will be different. Complete different subject matter. So he has to write a different commentary. Therefore, he makes it very clear, Sambandha Bhashyam. Prag etasmat karmani aseshataha parisamapitani. Before this 9th chapter, all rituals, all about karmas have been completed entirely. And even meditations on prana, which is the basis of which is the only support of all rituals, also have been mentioned earlier, discussed. And these meditations which should be combined with the karma as part of rich practice of performance of ritual also have been discussed. So upasana samuchita upa karma samuchita upasanani, then upasanani karma samuchita upasanani. Independently practice meditations have been discussed. Meditations which we combined with the karma also have been discussed. So all about karma has been discussed, completed in the 8th chapter, in all the previous chapters. Prag. So what? Anantaram. Yes, we have to go to the next topic. Anantaramcha. Gayatra sama vishayam darshanam vamshantam uktam. Anantaram, after that. So after having discussed the topic of meditation on prana independently, and meditation on prana combined with the karma as part of the karma, all after discussing all that, anantaram, after that, gayatra sama vishayam darshanam vamshantam uktam. Gayatra sama vishayam. Gayatri Samavishyam. Gayatra Samavishyam means Gayatri Samavishyam Darshanam Vamshantam Uktam. See, what is Gayatri Sama? There is a mantra, Gayatri Sama mantra, where prana is, prana himself is revered as Gayatri Samaha. Anantaram, thereafter, Gayatra Samavishyam Darshanam. Thereafter, again, after that prana, anantaram means after having mentioned the prana upasana, mayan prana, another upasana also mentioned. Darshana means what? Another upasana also was mentioned. That upasana is what? Actually, Hiranyagarbha upasana. It's not mentioned. I have to explain to this. After prana upasana, what was mentioned was Hiranyagarbha upasana. And the Hiranyagarbha upasana alone is known as Gayatri Sama. Gayatri Sama Vishayam. So here samashti pranaha hiranyagarbha, samashti pranaha hiranyagarbha is revered as Gayatri Sama. So Gayatri Sama vishayam darshanam means meditation of which the subject matter is Gayatri Sama. Who is Gayatri Sama? Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha, who is Hiranyagarbha? Samashti pranaha. See, samashti pranaha hiranyagarbha, who is revered as Gayatri Sama. And that meditation on that Gayatri Sama is what? Gayatri Sama vishayam darshanam. Darshanam also means meditation only here. Anantaram, after the prana upasanam, again another upasanam was mentioned. That is not Devata Upasanam, Ishara Upasanam, Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. Who is Hiranyagarbha? Samashti Pranaha. Samashti Pranaha Hiranyagarbha is specifically revered as Gayatri Sama. So Gayatri Sama Vishayam Darshanam Upasanam, the meditation for which are in which the object is Gayatri Sama, that is Hiranyagarbha Samashti Pranaha. So Samashti Prana Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. Hiranyagarbha known as Gayatri Sama, his Upasam also was mentioned. Thereafter, Vamshantam Uktam. Vamshantam Uktam. Vamshantam means what here? Vamshantam. Vamshasya Antam. Here, Vamshaha here means the lineage. The lineage of the teachers. Guru Sishya Parampara. Vamshanta here means Guru Sishya Parampara. The lineage of. Then what was mentioned was the continuity of. There's a continuation of the lineage of Guru and Sishya, which is also mentioned, discussed when Ante Uktam, Vamshantam Uktam. Vamshantam Uktam means towards the end, at the end of the 8th chapter, there was the mention of the continuity of the lineage of Guru and Guru Sishya. The teacher-disciple lineage, the continuity of the teacher-disciple lineage was also mentioned at the end of the 8th chapter. Finished? I'm not going to go ahead. I'm going to stop here. So what was said? He's explaining what we have seen until now. Very brief. Thank God, we don't need to go and see what Shankara Bhagavatpada has explained on all other chapters. Only in his Sambandha Bhashyam is enough to have the flavor of what would have gone before, which is not our object, our cup of tea, isn't it? So we are not interested in all those things. Over here he says, all the rituals have been aseshataha samapitani. Entirely all the rituals have been completed. Not only that, upasanani samapitani. Meditations also have been discussed. And which meditation? Meditation on prana. Prana upasana has been. And who is the prana? Kidrashaha pranaha? Samasta karmashraya prana. Samasta karmashraya pranaha. Therefore, samasta karmashraya bhutaha pranaha. Samasta karmashraya bhutasya pranasya upasanani uktani. And not only that, upasanani, independent meditations on prana, the only support of all, basis of all the rituals have been mentioned. Apart from that, the rituals, the meditations which are practiced as part of the ritual, combined the ritual, those meditations also have been mentioned, discussed before. After completing the topic of meditations on prana, again anantaram, there was samashti prana Hiranyagarbha upasana was mentioned. Samashti prana Hiranyagarbha, who is specifically known as Gayatri Sama. So Gayatri Sama vishayam darshanam is upasanam uktam. Then vamshantam uktam. So the end of the chapter, vamshantam uktam, the continuity of the lineage of this teacher and disciple also was mentioned. That is how 8th chapter was completed. Now, no more topic of karma. That is his idea. That is not his idea. That is his vision. What he wants to convey now, there is no more karma in the 9th chapter. Now, what is the subject matter of the 9th chapter now? He is going to say, Sarvametad Yathoktam Karma cha jnanam cha Sarvam etad yathoktam. Exactly as presented here, all this which has sarvam etad yathoktam karma cha jnanam cha samyak anushthitam. The karma, see, please make a note, the word jnanam here means upasanam. Don't get confused. The word here, jnana, means upasanam. Karma cha jnanam cha means what? The ritual involving body, speech and mind. Jnanam, meditation involving only the mind. Sarvam yathoktam samyak anushthitam. This karma and upasanam, which have been practiced, followed properly, as instructed. Yat sarvam yetad karma cha jnanam cha yathoktam, as mentioned, samyak anushthitam, well followed. What does it do? Sattva shuddhyartam bhavati. It contributes for the purpose of mental purification. Sattva shuddhyartam bhavati. Samyak anushthitam karma cha jnanam cha. Sarvam karma jnanam cha samyak anushthitam. That is why any karma, we don't need to worry about karma which have been mentioned there. Any karma. See, karma, you have to take it as one's own duty also. Karma cha jnanam cha. It is all one's, the rituals or activities and meditation, when performed well, samyak anushthitam, in conformity with dharma, as in keeping the instructions of the shastram, kim bhavati, sattva shuddhyartam bhavati, it contributes for the purpose of mental purification, for whom nishkamasya mukshoho. Nishkamasya mukshoha. It contributes for the mental purification of the person who is aspiring for moksha, thereby who would have practiced them, would have practiced karma as a nishkama. He must have been a person of nishkama karma. His upasam also nishkama upasam, nishkama karma. See, of course, if the person is a mukshuhu, mukshuhu, moksha icha yasya yasya sakha mukshuhu. Moktum icha yasya sakha mukshuhu. Yes, moksha asti sakha mukshuhu. You know very well. The one who is aspiring desperately for moksha, for freedom, is a mukshuhu. And that mukshu must have performed karma as a karma yogi, as a mukshu also. One must have performed karma. One must have practiced meditation properly in conformity with dharma, following the Vedic instructions and having his focus on mental preparation. For such a person, such a person is nishkama karma. So his ritual is nishkama karma. Nishkama upasanam. So for a mukshu who is a person of nishkama karma, nishkama upasanam, for him, this well-performed, well-practiced disciplines in terms of karma and upasanam definitely contributes for the mental ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ సత్వశుద్ధ్యర్థం భవతి. సత్వశుద్ధ్యర్థం భవతి కస్య నిష్కామస్య ముక్షోహో. Suppose the person was involved in performing ritual and practicing meditation. If he was not a mukshu, if he performed rituals, he might have performed rituals, he might have been worshipful, he might have been performed karma activities, he might have been practiced meditation also, but his interest only artha kamas, not moksha or jnanam. Then his karma is what? Sakama karma. So sakama karmasya సత్వశుద్ధ్యర్థం నభవతి. ఇట్ వుడ్ ఎర్న్డ్ హిమ్ పుణ్యం, ఇట్ వుడ్ ఎర్న్డ్ హిమ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ హీ ఆస్పైర్డ్ ఫార్, దే నెవర్ గో వేస్ట్. బట్ ఓన్లీ ఫార్ నిష్కామ కర్మస్య ముక్షోహో సమ్యక్ అనుష్ఠితం కర్మ జ్ఞానం చ కర్మ ఉపాసనం సత్వశుద్ధ్యర్థం భవతి. ఓకే, so what is the fact he reveals here? Definitely any action performed, vaidikam karma practiced, performed meditation practiced, becomes nishkama karma, nishkama upasanam only if it is practiced by a person aspiring for moksha and jnanam, and he practices them having his focus on mental purification as a karma yogi. A karma yogi is a mukshu and a karma yogi is a nishkama karma, nishkama, nishkama. You are only for such a person, person of nishkama karma and upasanam, for a karma yogi who is aspiring for moksha, then well practiced meditation and rituals or worship or any karma contributes for what? Mental purification. Okay? That's all today. Nothing more than this. Sarvam etad yathoktam karma cha jnanam cha samyak anushthitam nishkamasya mukshoho sattvashuddhyartam bhavati. Nishkamasya mukshoho yev sattvashuddhyartam bhavati. A person is not a mukshu, if he is not aspiring for moksha, if he is performing rituals, he is highly religious, he is practicing meditation, he seeks Bhagavan's grace, he wants the benefits, he is aspiring for artha kamas, means then his karma upasanam becomes sakama karma sakama upasanam, he becomes a sakamaha, he is not nishkamaha. Therefore, nishkamasya mukshoho eva sattva-suddhyartam api bhavati. It contributes for mental purification. Sambandha. Understand now? What is this sambandha? Connection between the subject matter of the first eight chapters and the subject matter, the following subject matter. There will be, if Sambandha is not revealed, he will not be allowed to write a commentary. Therefore, he has to make it very clear. The scholars sitting around, all like tigers and lions, okay, giant, highly erudition, people of erudition, they'll all be, so they have their own arguments. So it's not easy to shut their mouths and to go ahead. So a person is writing something means that must be accepted, that must be read, understood, accepted, and it must contribute for society's welfare. It must be successful, you know, for the purpose of the person who writes the book must be very clear the purpose of his writing. And so Shankaracharya's intention is that his commentary should reach people. They should know the importance of jnanam, understand the teaching of Upanishads. So he has to show why. He does not undermine anything. He validates karma and upasanam. how it contributes to her mental purification. If it is practiced well with Shraddha, again, Shraddha is very important. I'm going to emphasize Shraddha later on. See, Shraddha is very important. The Shraddha, the instruction, the teaching, when a person practices well, the focus attention, and as Nishkamaha, as a Mukshu, definitely contributes for Antakarna. Sattva Shuddhi, Sattva Shuddhyattam Bhavati. Sarvam Yetad Karma Cha Jnanam Cha Yathoktam Karma Cha Jnanam Cha. The karma and upasanam, as mentioned be here, when practiced well with the Shraddha, Sattva Shuddhyattam Bhavati contributes for mental purification for Anish Mumukshu, who is Nishkamaha. Okay, I'm going to end here today. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Om Aapyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranaschakshu Shrotramatho Balamindriyani Cha Sarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakarot Anirakaranamasta Nirakaranam Me Astu Tadatmani nirateya upanishatsu dharmas te mayi santu. Om shanti shanti shanti.